Feds ask the Trump affidavit be kept under seal. On Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Justice Department filing a motion with the federal court opposing the release of the affidavit that the FBI used to get a warrant to search Mar-a-Lago, arguing the affidavit making it public would cause significant and irreparable damage to an ongoing criminal investigation. The former president speaking out about the raid and the documents taken.
Donald Trump spoke with Fox News Digital. He said that he agreed, quote, that the temperature has to be brought down in this country. He also said he's already told his representatives to reach out to the Justice Department to offer help. So far, the DOJ has not even commented on that offer or whether it has been received. But the former president did go on to say, quote, the country is in a very dangerous position. There is tremendous anger like I've never seen before over all of the scams in this new one. Years of scams and witch hunts and now this.
Ashley Webster of the Fox Business Network, the Justice Department has returned Mr. Trump's passports to his attorney. They were not listed on the warrants as items that could be seized. A Pittsburgh man has made his initial appearance in federal court Monday on charges of threatening FBI employees. The Justice Department says the man posted on social media, "If you work for the FBI, you deserve to die." He could face 10 years in prison. A police officer in Miami-Dade, Florida, reported to be in grave condition after a shootout that also left a suspect dead.
They're continuing to work this scene. It involves a head-on collision. It involves shots fired. It involves a suspect who has been shot and killed. And it involves, sadly, an officer who was shot tonight and who is, we're told by Miami-Dade police, in grave condition and in the hospital.
Sheldon Fox of Fox affiliate WSVN in Miami. The Miami Herald reports the officer was shot in the head. Wall Street Monday, the Dow gained 151 points, NASDAQ up 80, the S&P 500 17 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Potential legal troubles for one of President Trump's attorneys.
Rudy Giuliani is being made to testify in person to a grand jury in Atlanta tasked with finding whether or not former President Donald Trump illegally interfered with the 2020 election in the state. But Giuliani's lawyers now tell Fox that while they had been told the former New York mayor and Trump campaign counsel was a material witness, he is now considered a target of the investigation. Giuliani is expected to testify in Atlanta on Wednesday. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Some healthcare workers in Illinois who were fired for refusing to get a coronavirus vaccine can get their jobs back if they want them and cash. A federal judge has signed off on a settlement between North Shore University Health System and a group of fired employees. Those fired can get $25,000 for their troubles. The judge seemed to side with the group's claim the vaccine mandate violated the Civil Rights Act. The effort to recall L.A. District Attorney George Gascon will not make it to the ballot as backers failed to submit enough signatures.
Recall organizers needed to gather nearly 567,000 valid signatures by mid-July. Well, according to the LA County Registrar's Office, only about 520,000 valid signatures were collected. The recalled Gascon campaign tweeted, quote, the registrar's 22% rejection rate of 717,000 petition signatures randomly sampled last month is a major red flag that LA County is not complying with the current law governing signature verification.
Fox's Christina Coleman. This is the second time that an effort to remove Gascon from office has come up short. The fatal film set shooting of a cinematographer by actor Alec Baldwin last year has been ruled an accident. according to a determination made by the New Mexico Office of the Medical Investigator. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.